This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And Happy New Year!
Woo, Happy woo, New Year!
2023. We have, as we've discussed before, officially given up on any kind of predictions outside of our own personal ones because we got so screwed over in 2020. We hope that your new year was great and safe, whatever you chose to do. We are full transparency. This is going to be a shorter one. We're recording this before the new year because we're about to try to take some time off. But in theory, do you have any New Year's plans? Anything you're excited about doing?
Well, as you know, I am a person that remains at home. There's a lot of things. My anxiety does not like the idea of being on the road during this time, whether it's because there's a lot of law enforcement out and about ready to nab people up for anything and everything, or if it's just because it's panic-inducing to hang out with people. And also, and we've talked about this many times, the over-hypeness of the expectations of what New Year's is supposed to be. So sometimes it's just nice to be at home, enjoy it, do a little toast, and then go to bed, maybe even before the New Year's. Who knows? But I will be doing our traditional meals. You know, we've talked about this before. Probably going to be ordering from the restaurant that I've ordered previously because it's been very convenient. A lot of food. Pretty good deal. The black-eyed peas, the collard greens, some type of pork, all of that. So definitely we'll be doing that. That's the only thing I know for sure. What about you?
Yeah, I make my soup. I already bought the ingredients because there's been so many shortages that I'm not going to mess with that because I just put like canned peas and collard greens and chicken broth and then sausage and make a soup and it's great. And that's the best thing. So I got that. I got my champagne. I always watch you, as you know, I got to play some of my favorite game. I got to watch my favorite movie. And then I got to plan what it's going to be the next day, which will probably be some of the same thing. So I got to be careful with that. We were talking about, I also would like to spend it mostly alone or like mostly not doing like parties and stuff because I did that last year and it was amazing. And I am tired, everybody. I think we're all tired. Yeah. I think we're all tired. I've had like for the past 2 weeks, I've had a lot of people hanging out with and it's fun and it's great, but I'm tired. I'm trying to not do it. We'll see. Cause as we've been talking about with my people pleasing, I don't know what's going to happen. So it's fun because this episode is coming out after all of this has already gone down. So
we'll tell you how it goes.
We'll check back in and talk about it. And we have been discussing kind of our year-end wrap-up and things like that. We did have a couple of things have happened since then. For one, we had a Sminty team meeting, which was very enlightening. Very cool to see people, even though it was over video conference. But to hear what people are excited about and what we're going to try to do in the next year. And as always, listeners, we love hearing from you. What you like, what you want more of, what you think we need. But I do think we came up with some plans that we're both excited about. And one of them is, you know, hopefully getting more guests.
Yes,
more often.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And as you know, we really love doing the Activists Around the World. And we've talked about how that's a shorter segment, trying to get as much information. And a lot of the times with people doing the things today, still or now, we're limited in all of the information that we can gather. We try to do it internationally, also limits us with that. But we still think there's an opportunity to be able to bring on guests to talk about what they are doing and the impact they're making in their community. And we think that's something that we should all celebrate. So we're going to try to do a little more guest stuff, not often. Again, schedules happen, complications happen. We know this. This year, the last 2 years, being at home, doing our recording from home, kind of limited us especially for those who've never done a podcast.
Right.
Having the equipment is a whole different thing. So, you know, it's a hope. Mm-hmm. Cross your fingers. Yeah, that's definitely something that we were wanting to do. There's some amazing people that we've already got on the list. Honestly, we've started our list of guests that we would love to have. We have people who write to us, whether it is publicists or whether it is agents and trying to get to us, those that are actually on par with what we are talking about, we are definitely interested in. So if you have someone that you know of, that you think would be great guests, not just for the Activists Around the World, but whether it's an amazing book or a movie or a documentary, we love those. Whether there are distributors, like as in beverage industry or whatever, whatnot, love that. Also, want to do a quick shout out because we did meet up with our team, but yes, Maya and Christina and Joey, who is a part of the Sminty family, they are amazing. Hopefully, we'll have them on more and more. That's the other part we need to do too.
Yes. Yeah, because this would not happen without the team. And we really do have an amazing team. It was cool to see everybody in here, what people were excited about, what their interests were. And we do have a really wide range of interests, which I love.
Yes. We have a pretty big age gap, too. So
yes,
me topping it off
good.
And Joey being our Gen Zer.
Yes. Christina as well. I think Maya as well. Yeah.
Wait, is Maya really? Oh, my gosh. I quit.
Well, no, but it's cool. I like that we have this wide group of interests and experiences to draw from. I like that people are excited about different things that they're working on. That's very important to us, that it doesn't become something that's totally miserable. As much as you might hear us kind of complain we're tired or whatever, we do. We love the stuff. We love hearing from you. We love working with them. It's a very nice... It's a job that I'm constantly like, wow, I get to research this fictional character for now. That's okay.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
So, yeah, I mean, as we said in our New Year's episodes, we're trying to be very realistic with our goals. So, you know, we have smaller kind of ideas of like, you know, slowly increasing guests or whatever. But yeah, that is something. And some of you have written in. We have a couple of people we're going to respond to after the new year, because I figure everybody's busy right now, who have written in and said, like, I think this would be a good guest or whatever that is. So we do read those emails, those messages. Never fear. Just kind of like waiting for the new year, which is now, but as we record it, is not now.
It's just one of those things about we'll circle back around after the holidays. But genuinely, we really will.
We really will. We really will. And so we're excited for that. We're excited to hear more from you listeners. We would love to have more listener mail segments.
Yeah.
If you all, I know it's like it is a time commitment. It doesn't have to be. You can literally just write in like, I liked that, and that makes our day. So you could do that. Or the long messages. We love those too. We would love to have more listener mail segments, or even just reading listener mail at the end of episodes. So hopefully we can make that happen. We are, as we said, our Sex in the City drawing, where we're going to have one of you on, is coming. We promise we haven't forgot. We didn't lie about it. It is going to happen. But yeah, we were kind of putting a pause on it for the holidays. And we're going to do the finale, we think, is the one we've landed on. It's going to be really, I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of you have written in saying, I've never seen this, but I'm down to sit with y'all. And that's exciting too. It's like, you don't have to have watched this. It makes it even better.
Yeah, I've never seen it. You be in good company.
Producer Christina came on. She literally has never seen anything, but she nailed it. So maybe that can be you. Can you beat Christina's record?
Ooh. I don't know, listeners. I've never seen anything like that. Christina, it's amazing. But and the thing is, we'd love to have all of you who have entered on. So I'm sure this is something we would like to do more than once. Like, this is a hopefully ongoing thing. Hopefully not difficult thing for anybody involved. But you know.
You will need headsets. That's the big thing.
Well, we have a whole like, here's how you do it. But yes, any kind of like earbuds, headset, you're going to need something so your audio doesn't echo.
And talking about planning for the future, we do have some big things happening. So keep on the lookout for that. I'm hoping we're going to be traveling, maybe the show, maybe. That's what I would like personally.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, you know, I've been restless and I'm like, I got to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope if we know that the pandemic has not stopped, the flu is here, RSV, cold, all of that. And we will always be conscientious of that, but learning and also that we're going to have to do preventative measures, I guess, and getting booster shots and all of that. Hey, the USPS, the health department is sending out more COVID tests. I got mine. Get yours for free.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we also hope for some fun things this year that's outside of our norm.
Yes, yes. Which very well might involve travel, listeners. So definitely keep an eye out, because you make this possible. We're making it for you. And we love collaborating with you and hearing from you.
Yes.
And it helps us so much. So thank you for being here. We wish you a happy new year. And we hope that 2023 is going to be a good one.
Yes. And for those who are having a hard time during the holidays, the season, the last 3 years, please know that we see you. We're here with you. If you have made it our privilege to be able to be with you during these hard times, please know that we are here with you. And yeah, please reach out just to have a conversation. We love that as well. We are thinking about you for whatever reason, maybe the reason that it is difficult and that you are loved.
Yes. Yes. Very much so. So if you would like to reach out to us, you can. Our email is stephanieatmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram @StuffOneNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina,
who we love as well.
You do. We love you, Christina. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I've Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.